Okay, guys, second to last Amud of the Masechet. We're at the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. We said Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna teaches us as follows. Now we can turn the page. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat Maptirin Chodshechem Emoadichem San'an Apshi Hayu Alay L'Torach. So continuing this topic of what Kriyot and Haftarot do we do on the different days. So when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on the Shabbat, we have a special Haftarah, which is Chodshechem Emoadichem San'an Apshi. That Hashem is telling Bnei Yisrael how he doesn't enjoy, doesn't appreciate their observances of the different holidays because of their bad behavior in other realms. And it says, Hayu alai l'torach, that they're a burden for me. So my Hayu alai l'torach, what does it mean that they're a burden? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Dayan lahem l'Yisrael shechotim lefanai. It's not enough for Bnei Yisrael for me. Ela shematrichin oti leida ezo gzera kasha avia. But they're bothering me to have to figure out which terrible decree I have to bring upon them. Meaning it's sort of almost that classic, you know, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me, that Hashem is not only upset at the behavior of Bnei Israel, but at the fact that he has to also then punish them. Okay, moving along. B'tisha b'av gufei ma'im haftarino. So on Tisha b'av itself, what haftarah do we read? Amar Rav Eicha haitalazona. So Rav says it's Eicha, Megillat Eicha. Mikramai, what's the scripture? What's the Torah reading? Tanya, we learned in the Baraita, Acherim Omrim. Acherim saying, remember we said that Acherim is Rabbi Meir. Vim lo tishme'u li. This is from Parsha Bechukotai, the Tochachavar, what happens if we don't fulfill what Hashem says. Rabbi Natan Bar Yosef Amar ad ada yina atsuni ha'amazeh. Until when will Bnei Israel, will this nation disappoint me and do terrible, you know, make me upset? Until when will this terrible group do these things? Which those last two are both from the story of the Meraglim. And Amar Abaye, but Abaye says, and this is the halacha, ha'idna nahug alma lemikrei ki tolid banim, that nowadays the people are accustomed to reading ki tolid banim from Dvarim Perek Dalid. Essentially similar topics, right, about, you know, some prediction of the future when Bnei Yisrael will sin. Umaftirin asof asifim. And we have the Haftarah from Yirmiyahu Parakhed also about Bnei Yisrael's misdeeds and Hashem's response. Okay, b'ma'amadot b'ma'aseh b'reshit v'chulei. So we said the ma'amadot, which is Bnei Yisrael's sort of gathering together in commemoration sort of the service in the Beit HaMikdash. So you have the Kohanim who have their service in the Beit HaMikdash, and then they sort of up in parallel to the different groups of Kohanim who are serving the Beit HaMikdash. There's certain members of Klal Yisrael every week who also have like shifts where they also have special practices. We read from Maaseh Breshit. So Gemara says, Minaha Nimili, from where do we know these words? Meaning from where do we know that Breshit is appropriate to read for the Ma'amadot? So the Gemara says, So the idea is, if not for the ma'amadot, and by extension, what it really means is, if not for korbanot in general, shamayim and eretz, heaven and earth, would not be upheld. Shneamar, it says, im lo briti yomam v'layla, if not for my covenant day and night, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti, I would not be able to place the laws of the heavens and the earth. Uchtiv, and also it's written, v'yomar Hashem. Vayomer, this is Avram speaking. Hashem Elokim b'ma eda ki irashana. So Avram saying to Hashem, how will I know that I will inherit in this way? So Amar Avraham lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So God, Avram said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Shema chas v'shalom Yisrael chotim lefanecha, v'ata osel lehem kedor hamabul u'kedor palaga. That maybe, God forbid, Bnei Yisrael will sin before you, and you'll do to them like you did to the generation of the flood and the generation of the dispersion, right, by Migdal Bavel. Amar lo, so Hashem said to him, love, no, I'm not going to do it. It's going to be fine. Amar lo fanav, Avram continues, he said before him, Ribono shel olam b'ma eda, how will I know this? Amar lo, he says to him, kachali egla b'shulash v'gomer, take this this calf, the mishulash, that is either has to do with the third calf, or it's a very particular type of like good quality calf. But the point is, as Rashi points out, that the issue is that the response of Hashem is that the good things will happen because you bring korbanot, and that's the context here. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam tenach bezman shebeit hamikdash kayam. So the Avram continues the conversation and says, okay, Hashem, granted in a time when there's a Beit HaMikdash, so the Korbanot will help in the Israel. But Bisman Sha'im Beit HaMikdash Kayam Mate Elohim. No Beit HaMikdash. What's going to be for Bnei Israel? How will we ensure that they survive? Amar Lanti Lahem Seder Korbanot. Since I already arranged for them the order of the Korbanot, meaning the Bisman Sha'im Bahem, anytime they read these Psukim, Me'ale Ani Alehem Ki'ilu Makrim Lefanai Korban Umochel Ani Al Korbanotehem. Whenever they read these things, so I will consider it as though they have brought before me a Korban, and I will forgive them for their sins. Okay. Now we said in the Mishnah, B'taniyot brachot uklalot ve'im afsikim beklalot. So on Tanit Tzibur, we read about the brachot and klalot, but we don't interrupt, we don't stop in Aliyah during the klalot. So Gemara says, Minah hanimili, from when we know this, that we don't interrupt, Amar Rabbi Chiya bargamda Amar Rabbi Asi, to Amar Kras, the Pasuk says, Musar Hashem b'ni al tim'as. That the Musar of Hashem, or the rebuke of Hashem, you should not despise. Meaning that you should be willing to, or to read the psukim. Don't feel like you have to interrupt and take a break. Read it like a man, so to speak, and like, you know, read the stories of what's going to happen, and it's going to be okay. So that's one way to understand it. And Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish has a different take. He says, "Lefisha ein omrim bracha ala puranut." He says, no, because we want to avoid saying a bracha for punishment. So you see very two different attitudes towards the Kriya. The first attitude, in the name of Rabbi Asi, is that essentially we embrace the reading about the Klalot, because it's good muster. It's good for us to see what we did wrong or what we could potentially do wrong. And so we embrace it. And Reish Lakish's approach is we kind of don't want to focus on it so much. It's not appropriate to say a bracha on that, and therefore we won't make any interruptions, because then making interruption would mean a new aliyah, and a new aliyah means new bracha. So the Gemara says, "Ela heichiyav." It's how are you supposed to do this? Tana, so we're taught in the Braita, "Kshehu matchil b'pasuk shelifnehem, kshehu mesayim b'pasuk shalacharehem." So when you start, just start the pasuk early. When you end the pasuk late. Amar Abaye says, "Lo shanu ela b'klalot shebetorat konim." Abaye says this is only taught in the context of the klalot in Torat Konim and Sefer Bayikra, namely in Bichukotai. Aval klalot shebemishna Torah, but the klalot of Mishnah Torah, which is Parsha Kitavo, posek, you are allowed to interrupt. My time, what's the reason for this? Why I have this distinction? So he says as follows, Halalu b'lashon rabim amurot, u'moshem ipihag v'ramaran. So these, meaning the ones in Vayikra, in Torat Konim, are stated in the lashon rabim, in a plural, okay? And, meaning for all Klal Yisrael, and Moshe says them in the name of Hashem, meaning directly the words of Hashem. So it's a little harsher in that sense, and therefore we can't interrupt. And these are stated in singular, and in a singular tone, and Moshe said them on his own, meaning Sefer Dvarim. Moshe essentially, he authored Sefer Dvarim. Now, it's with Hashem's affirmation and approbation. Like Hashem certainly approved of the words, but nonetheless, it is the words of Moshe, so it's slightly less harsh. Rashi points out here, Moshe mipi agvura amara v'nasa shaliach lomar kach amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe is like a messenger, they say, this is what Hashem said. Shehari amurim b'lashon v'natati v'yifkaliti v'shalachti. Meaning, Hashem saying in singular, I'm going to do all these things to Bnei Israel. But in Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, it's yakacha Hashem, yadek Hashem b'cha. So Hashem will do these things. And that's a big difference. Okay. The Gemara tells us a little story. Levi Barbuti havakari v'kamegamgim kameda Rav Huna be'arurei. So Levi Barbuti was reading the Torah, and he was stuttering a little bit in front of Rav Huna when it came to the curses. Rashi says, megamgim kara otam bimrutzeh uvakoja. He was reading them quickly and with difficulty. So Amar lo, so Rav Huna said to him, akanav shecha, which Rashi says means imritzoncha, if you want, you can take a break. Okay, if you need to take a break, take a break. You're obviously are having a hard time. Lo shanu ela klalot shebetorat konim abba b'mishnah Torah posek. We only learn these words that you're not allowed to interrupt when it comes to the Torat Konim ones. But in the Mishnah Torah ones, which apparently were the ones they were reading, then you're allowed to take a break. So don't get too caught up in reading it so fast and being so nervous about it. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra tikein lahem Yisrael sheyihu korin klalo shebetorat konim kodem atzeret. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the Braita that Ezra established for Bnei Yisrael that they should read the klalot in Torat Konim, in Sefer Vayikra, before Shavuot. They should be Mishnah Torah, Kodem Rosh Hashanah, the ones that come up Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah. So if you think how the Parshiot are playing out, so Bichukotah does usually work out right around that time, and same with Parsha Kitavo, right around Rosh Hashanah. So my time, and what's the reason for this? Amar Abaye, Vitei Marish Lakish, Kadesha Tichle Hashanah V'Kilolotea. The idea is that the year should end with its curses. So we'd like to sort of round out the curses at the end of the calendar year, and that way you kind of start fresh with a new year. So Gemara says, well, Bishlam Hashem and Mishnah Torah, Ika Kadesha Tichla Shana Vekidalotea. I understand it works very well in the Mishnah Torah. There is such an idea of finishing the year in this Klalot because it's before Rosh Hashanah. So that's a new year. Elo Shebetarat Konim, Atu Atzeret Rosh Hashanahi. So, but when it comes to Torat Konim, is Shavuot really a Rosh Hashanah? Like, I'm not aware. Are you aware of Rosh Hashanah being Shavuot? Where it says, in, yes, there is such an idea. Atzeret nami Rosh Hashanahi. Atzeret is a Rosh Hashanah ditnan, as we learn in Nedarim, uva atzeret al perot ha'ilan. Now, Shavuot is like a Rosh Hashanah for the fruits of the tree. Okay, so it's also a kind of Rosh Hashanah. Tanya, we learned in the Braita, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. So now we mentioned Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar before, so I'll say another thing from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Im yomru lecha zekenim setor. If elders tell you to destroy, to knock down something, and the children, the young people tell you to build, sator v'altivne, knock down or destroy and don't build. Because the destruction of elders is actually building, and the building of young people is actually destruction. Okay, it's a very deep idea. Obviously, understanding the idea that the idea being that elders really have a lot to teach us and have a lot of wisdom. If they're saying to destroy something, it's obviously not for destructive purposes, it's ultimately for productive purposes. Whereas younger people might get all excited about a particular project and want to build something, but sometimes that building, sort of doing something new, might actually be destructive in the long run. And the siman for that is Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, right? The famous story from Sefer Melachim, where Rechavam had the choice to listen to the elders or listen to the young people, and the elders, he did not listen to the elders, he listened to the young people, and the result was that the kingdom was split. Okay. Moving along. Tanu Rabbanu, Makom Shemafsikim B'Shabbat Shacharit Sham Karim B'Mincha. So we actually discussed this a little bit yesterday, that the Braita, but this is a different opinion here in the Braita. The Braita is saying the place where you stop reading on Shabbat in the morning, that's where you start reading Shabbat Mincha. So that we do. B'mincha, the place where you stop at Mincha, Sham Korin B'sheni. That's where you start reading on Monday. B'sheni, the place where you stop on Monday, Sham Korin B'chamishi. That's where you start reading on Thursday. B'chamishi, the place where you stop reading on Thursday, Sham Korin L'Shabbat Haba. That's where you continue reading for the next week. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. So what it ends up being, just imagine, just like, for example, let's imagine you learn one Aliyah each time. So you're doing Shabbos Mincha, like Rishon. Monday you'd read Sheni. Thursday you'd read Shlishi. And then Shabbos, you'd only have to read four Aliyahs. Not a terrible plan, if you think about timing. But that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makom Shmafsiki B'Shabbat, Shacharit, Sham Korin B'Mincha, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, U'La Shabbat Haba'ah. Shavuot says, no, the place where you stop on one Shabbat, that's where you begin reading on Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday. That's also the same place we read on the next Shabbos as well. Okay, so that's exactly what we do. And I'm Rabbi Zeira, Halacha, the Halacha is Makom Shacharit, Sham Korin B'Mincha, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, U'La Shabbat Haba'ah. So Rabbi Zeira lays it all out exactly like Rabbi Yehuda said. So Gemara asked, though, it's a little bit strange the way he phrased it, V'Leima Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Let him just say Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to repeat this entire long sentence? And the Gemara answers, on the top of Lama Bet, Mishum Da'afri Lahu, because there are some people who mix up the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, so they would have been confused. If he said Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, people wouldn't have necessarily known exactly what he meant, so he felt it was necessary to lay it all out and say, we always start the laning at the beginning of the Parsha of the Shavua. That'll be the same laning Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and we'll go back to the beginning again for Shabbat morning as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll make our siyum.